America.com.
Welcome to Romancing the Table with modern day goddess Cynthia Dodona, a celebration of love, life, and food. Cynthia's key ingredients will nurture and delight the palate, heart, body, mind, and soul. Now, here's your host, Cynthia Dodona.
Hi, I'm Cynthia Dodona, and you're listening to Romancing the Table, a show dedicated to celebrating life, love, and food. I'm also the author of Diary of a Modern Day Goddess, a top-selling guide to nurturing your body, mind, and spirit. And I also write a Romancing the Table blog, which you can check out on my website, moderndaygoddess.com. You know, I love doing this show and bringing great insights to you on how you can enjoy more love, romance, joy, happiness, and love-infused food and memories at the table. And as a newlywed with a passion for celebrating all those things like love, food, life, and especially my love relationship, I love taking romantic getaways with my husband, Jim. And we just moved this weekend within Santa Barbara, so I'm broadcasting with boxes around me, and I have to say, I am in need of another romantic getaway very soon. So while I do enjoy, you know, my romantic times at home, there really is nothing like getting away from it all and spending quality time with a romantic dinner and a romantic overnight with the one you love. I know I have couples who listen to the show as well as single people without partners, and I want you to remember, if you're single, you don't have to wait until you're a couple. And even if you are a couple, you can always treat yourself to a wonderful getaway by celebrating your own loving self. So what I love the most is going to wonderful hotels and dining in the restaurants. It's just like the whole experience of the beautiful decor, the helpful staff, the delicious cuisine, and the feeling that everything is taken care of so my love and I can relax. It's just so wonderful. And I was delighted to discover some hotels today are quite helpful in assisting you plan your romance, whether it's a romantic dinner or romantic touches, that they create memories for you that you can think back on and delight. So on today's show, in a few minutes, you're going to hear about two romantic and luxurious getaways that I was so fortunate to experience with my honey: the Loews Santa Monica Beach Hotel in Santa Monica, California, and the Valentine Resort in Charlotte, North Carolina. And I highly recommend you visit both of them. We'll talk in a few minutes to the Valentine Resort's guest relations coordinator, Marty Wurkowski, whose job includes planning romantic experience for their guests, and she did a wonderful job for us. And also we'll talk to their executive chef, Kirk Gilbert. And we'll then be talking to Rob Trester, who is the chef de cuisine at the Loews Santa Monica Beach Hotel. My husband and I did have a wonderful time tasting both of these chefs' delicious cuisine, and I'll tell you more about that when we talk to them. So, my wish for you is that by the end of this show, you will be inspired to create your own romantic getaway to relax, reconnect, and celebrate your love relationship. In a few minutes, we'll be talking to our guests, but first, let's talk about romantic date nights. Now that I have this show called Romancing the Table, where I share my romantic dinners and travel, I'm often asked by others how they can have consistent romantic date nights. And I'm going to repeat this section in most of my shows because I keep getting feedback from our audience members that they're starting to enjoy their own consistent date nights, and that is such a delight for me to hear. So here's how I began enjoying my ongoing date nights. When I was looking for premarital advice before I got married like a year ago, I asked a therapist for tips on how to have a strong, happy marriage, and he said, well, one thing is that you should spend quality time with each other and schedule it. And that can range from date night, of course, to special romantic getaways. So every Sunday, my husband Jim and I sit down for a few minutes and schedule the time on our calendar. It's been working wonderfully for us. And each week we plan our us night in the middle of the week to go for a walk or watch our favorite TV show, and our date night on Saturday where we take turns implementing that. It's really quite simple. The person in charge of planning the date night gets the local paper, and then they find suggestions and they run that past the other person. And if you have kids, this will help you remind you to schedule, you know, child care, or you can have a date night after they've gone to bed. And you can also ask, add a family night to your calendar. If you're single, you can also have a date night with yourself or with your new mate. So to help you remember what contributes to a successful date night, I've created an acronym using the word DATE. D is for dinner. The person in charge of date night either makes it or makes a reservation. A is for atmosphere. Candles, soothing music, flower, color on the table, a quiet enough atmosphere to talk if it's a restaurant or have kids in bed if it's at home. T is to take turn creating romantic dates and to discuss the choices. B is for enthusiasm, which you plan the date and also your appreciation of your date and what they plan for the table. And if you had a romantic date night or a romantic getaway you want to share with me that made you and your mate happier, just email it to me at cynthia@moderndaygoddess.com. Now, I think romantic getaways can contribute a great deal to having a wonderful relationship, whether you take a long trip, a weekend trip, or a short trip. And the point is to find a place that fits your time and your finances and allows you to get away from it all so you can feel refreshed and celebrate your relationship. I know for many couples, including myself, finding the time to get away isn't as easy, always an easy thing to do. So we have family and children and careers that keep us all quite busy. And that's where if you just take the calendar out and start discussing with your mate how you can fit it into your schedule, I know it'll help make it come true. And you can also schedule the time to research a trip about where you'd like to go and, you know, check things out on the internet. One thing that's helped me is when I go somewhere romantic, whether a hotel or destination, I often use, you know, the law of attraction principle of what you hold in your mind you attract. And to help along with this, I place a photo of where I'd like to go each day. I look at it, and I put this photo on my refrigerator or the desk, and sure enough, the universe finds a way to make it come true for me. And one of the favorite gifts I often ask my husband for my birthday or anniversary is for him to give me give us a night or two away. We've also planned an overnight romantic night for no reason at all, and I think of it as an extended date. So now I'm hearing some technical. I don't know if somebody's headphones or phone is moving, but I'm picking that up. So technical, if you can take a look at that, that'd be great. We've also, you know, if my husband and Jim and I have a business trip, we'll also add a day or two for just the two of us. And we'll do the same if we're visiting a family out of state, and we make sure to plan one or two days just for us, which is how we ended up at the Ballantine Resort in Charlotte, North Carolina, because my brother lives down there. So if you have kids and you're out on a family visit, perhaps a relative could watch them, and then you could get away at a nearby hotel just for a little break. Now, let me tell you about the Ballantine Resort. It's a first-class urban luxury AAA Four Diamond Resort in Charlotte, North Carolina, with 214 luxurious guest rooms. It is a top Condé Nast Johansson rated spa. It also has an award-winning golf course, tennis, and golf and meeting space and lodge. And the resort is owned by the Bissell Companies and is a luxury collection brand, which is part of the Starwood Hotels. And our stay there was quite romantic. I would have to say it was Southern hospitality at its finest. The architecture is inspiring, and our room was a deluxe king room overlooking the golf course. It was so beautiful, we actually didn't want to leave, so we ordered in breakfast and sat by the window and enjoyed our meal and time with one another. We also had a couple massages that left us very refreshed for a delicious romantic dinner at their gallery restaurant. And when we returned from our dinner, we enjoyed a meal that was just scrumptious. And when we came back to our room, our bed was covered in rose petals, and there was an aromatherapy bath with candles waiting for us that was put together by a bath butler. You know, it used to be a guy was on his own in terms of creating something romantic on a trip, but now he can look like a hero to his honey because some hotels offer help. That includes the Ballantine Resort, where guest relations coordinator Mark Borkowski will help you plan your romantic memories. So welcome, Marty, and thanks for joining us today.
Hi, Cynthia. Thank you. Hi. And thanks so much for having us.
Oh, what a delight. I mean, we just loved all the romantic touches you did for us, and now I get to relive them with the show. So I want to ask you to describe the resort in terms of what it can offer for a romantic getaway.
Well, Ballantine Resort is really unique to Charlotte in itself. It's the only resort in the Charlotte area. We're remote, but yet we're still really accessible to the city, so anybody that stays here can still enjoy everything that Charlotte has to offer. And, of course, you mentioned our spa and our championship golf and our gallery restaurant, which you were able to enjoy while you were here. But we also have, just outside the hotel, we have sophisticated shopping. We have dining, and it's all in an area that you don't have to worry about going into the city and, you know, just dealing with the hassles of the city. So it's kind of, it's very unique in that aspect.
Yes, totally romantic. You can either just stay in the hotel and be very happy, or, like you said, you can go to the surrounding area. Now, I want to know, when a guest calls you and says, I want to do something romantic for my wife or my husband, what kind of questions do you ask them to determine, like, what might be romantic?
Well, of course it varies from person to person. It kind of depends who I'm dealing with. You know, if I'm talking to the husband or if I'm talking to a wife, usually makes a huge difference. Mm-hmm. But usually I just start with the basics. Just things like your favorite colors, favorite flowers, favorite foods. If it's for an anniversary, I usually try to ask questions about the wedding, their honeymoon, what kind of memories stand out for them, places they've traveled together, hobbies that they do, special songs. And once you kind of cover the basic questions, it gets people thinking, and they usually start to open up with me about more things about the relationship or things that are special or unique just to them. And we try to use those to incorporate that into their stay in just subtle ways, just to make it special for them and make it unique.
Sounds wonderful. I'm going to be
calling
you up.
It's a lot of fun.
I think it just sounds so great to know that there's help. Is there a charge for this planning, or...
There's not an additional charge for the planning. It's just part of our five-star level of service that we provide to our guests, and we provide that to all of the guests, whether they're here for a special occasion or just passing through or going through on business. But there's additional charges for some of the services that we provide. It just kind of depends on what they're looking for. The goal is, of course, just to provide excellent service and to all of our guests. And the entire staff here, they love to go that extra mile and make sure that our guests feel extra special. You can kind of feel the excitement when we know that guests are here for a special occasion, a romantic getaway, honeymooners, baby mooners, the ones that are here for their last, they think it's their last romantic getaway before the baby comes. But the entire staff, we all love to do that little bit extra to make everybody feel special and just kind of create an experience for them rather than just, you know, somebody that comes to stay at the resort.
Absolutely.
We want them to experience it, not just stay here.
Okay. And what would you say are some of the things you've done in the past for your guests? I know you've told me some of the stories, and they're such a delight. And actually, we're going to go to break now, and we'll discuss that when we come back. We're talking with Marty Wachowski from the Valentine Resort in Charlotte, North Carolina, and she helps guests create romantic memories. If you'd like to learn more about this resort, you can go to the ValentineResort.com website. And I'm Cynthia Dedona, your Romancing the Table host, and we'll be right back.
Ask the experts. Call toll-free right now, 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your question. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Sit back, relax, and travel to Greece today. Transcend everyday life with video journeys exploring the romance of Greece. CelebrateGreece.com features inspiring topics from cooking and travel to ancient history and culture. A great gift idea is CelebrateGreece.com's latest video, A Greek Island's Destination Cooking Class. Follow award-winning host, author, and Greco-Roman beauty, Cynthia Dedona, as she explores Greek island cuisine and the romantic island of Santorini. Order DVDs or download programs to watch right now. CelebrateGreece.com is Greece on demand. Opa!
If you want to put the pep back in your step, Chad Lafferty says just what you're looking for.
Dance is life. Life is dance.
It's only about dance.
It's about moving through life with style, gaining awareness of the never-ending, ever-flowing movement that accompanies all of life's activities. Dance is life. Life is dance. Broadcast every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Radio Network. Be sure to tune in and tap into the limitless healing that dance can provide.
Can't stop now.
Hi, my name is Aaron, and I'm a survivor of mannequinism. Mannequinism is basically when you turn into a hard plastic shell. They say it's from not being politically active. For me, it started when I didn't register to vote. And then I stopped volunteering, and before I knew it, I wasn't doing anything. And that's when I found a small patch of plastic on my right shoulder.
Protect yourself from mannequinism. Log on to fightmannequinism.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
News. Opinion. Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
Thank you for tuning in today to Romancing the Table with Modern Day Goddess Cynthia Dodona, a celebration of love, life, and food. Now back to the show and your host, Cynthia.
Welcome back. I'm Cynthia Dodona, and you're listening to Romancing the Table. I'm also the author of Diary of a Modern Day Goddess and the Romancing Table food blog, which you can check out at moderndaygoddess.com. We've been talking with Marty Wucheski from the Ballantine Resort in Charlotte, North Carolina, on creating romantic memories, where my husband Jim and I recently stayed and had a romantic time. Now, Marty, you're in charge of creating these romantic memories for guests, and you were just getting ready to give us several examples of what you've done in the past for guests. So I'd love to hear those stories. They're very inspiring to me.
They're actually very inspiring to me too. I think that I think my favorite ones probably stem from like our 50th wedding anniversary couples. Just the fact that it's a 50th wedding anniversary is amazing to me in itself.
Yeah.
And,
me too.
I know for one couple, we arranged for a vintage Rolls-Royce limo tour of the historical areas in Charlotte. We packed them a picnic lunch and, we, you know, complete with the champagne and the house-made truffles and, you know, all the yummy things from our pastry department. And the final stop on the tour was a beautiful park in the area. And we had made arrangements ahead of time with the driver to take photos of the couples along the way at just various stops that they made. And we're able to create an album for them and surprise them with it at their checkout, just kind of something to take with them. And it worked out really well because they had forgotten to bring a camera with them. And since they were away from home, 50th wedding anniversary has only come once. So
that's right. What a delight. Thank
so
you for sharing that. Wonderful.
Take that. I think that our most popular involves our romantic turndowns that we do that you kind of touched on.
Yes, we came back from dinner and there were rose petals on the bed and the romance angel had been there and a glorious bath with candles and bubbles and aromatherapy and I felt like I'd gone to heaven.
That's our goal. That's what it is.
Yeah.
And it's great for the couples because, you know, it's something that, you know, sometimes people have a hard time coming up with things on their own to do. And even the person that plans it is usually surprised when they actually walk in and see everything done for them. And, you know, it's a nice effect when you walk into it.
Right. And the service I had was called a bath butler. I didn't see him, but I guess he had actually set the whole bath up, right?
Kind of like Santa Claus, you know.
Yes.
Mysterious being that comes in and does all these things for you.
Oh, so nice.
And then we have our bathrooms and our guest rooms are actually award-winning bathrooms. With the luxurious, the marble, the oversized garden tubs are perfect for the bath butler service.
Yes, stunning.
And
you can massively fit two people in there.
You can, quite nicely. And we actually have a bath menu that our guests can choose from. We offer scents for the baths, things like lavender. We have a coconut mango scent. We have a cucumber, and we even do a chocolate bath. Mm. We can do a champagne bath. We can do a gentleman's bath. We can do anything. It's pretty limitless. It's only limited by your imagination.
Okay.
So.
What's a gentleman's bath?
just something geared more towards men that are looking to discover their own inner goddess.
Their inner god. Like you're with an Old Spice and all those musky scents, right?
That's right. And
how
they can,
sip
their brandy or, you know, enjoy a cigar or something while they soak in the tub.
Well, you're just a wealth of romantic ideas. Do you have any tips for our audience members on how they can create something romantic at home or while they're traveling? Now, I know if they're traveling, they should stay at the Ballantine Resort and call you.
Absolutely. Call me.
Some of our listeners at home, that now you've inspired them to do something romantic for their honey this weekend.
Well, good. Then it's going to be a great weekend for a lot of people out there.
That's right. That's the purpose of my show, bringing people together and keeping them smiling and feeling love in their hearts. any tips?
I think my tips would be to just think about what makes your relationship unique. Remember the moments that make you smile when you think about your partner, and use that as the inspiration. And don't try to recreate the moment. But take it to the next level. Remember the senses, the sight, the touch, the sound, the smell, and, of course, the great food. Food is always romantic, as you well know.
Mm-hmm.
And
my sweetie says the way to his heart is his stomach.
So. Absolutely. I think that works for anybody.
I think so, too.
People enjoy the chocolate.
Out.
Yeah.
Eat out, and someone else did all the cooking, cleaning, chopping, and especially at a romantic hotel.
Absolutely.
So, well, thank you so much, Marty. It's just been such a delight. Thank you for joining us, and I know our audience has really enjoyed your interview. So we've been talking with Marty Wojcicki from the Ballantine Resort in Charlotte, North Carolina, and in a minute we're going to be talking to their executive chef, Kirk Gilbert. But first, I want to tell you about the Ballantine Resort's wonderful restaurant called The Gallery, where my husband and I enjoyed an amazing romantic meal. It offers upscale dining and steakhouse-influenced entrees to lighter bistro fare. And what we enjoyed, I'm going to tell you some of our favorites, were the salmon with crab, the lobster and zucchini tempura, the Hawaiian prawns with sweet corn and broccoli risotto that were just excellent, and of course there was a very decadent dessert tray. And we had my husband had an amazing steak that he's still thinking about. So now let's talk to the executive chef at the Ballantine Resort in North Carolina, Charlotte, who created this menu. Welcome, Kirk.
Thank you. Glad to be on the air.
Thank you so much. I mean, we just, I think we're still full. It was so good.
That's good. We did our jobs, then.
You did an excellent job. And I was wondering, how would you describe the cuisine at the Gallery Restaurant?
I would say the restaurant could be described as a contemporary American steakhouse. It has a strong influence of the South. We focus on prime cuts of meat. The imported seafood, by us not being coastal, we unfortunately don't have fresh seafood, so we get it all imported from Honolulu Fish Company.
Mm-hmm.
And we also utilize a lot of local farmers for our produce, herbs, and vegetables.
Absolutely. The produce is just really fresh. I enjoy that. Now, what do you wish people to experience when they come to the Gallery and they taste the cuisine you've prepared?
I would say that I'd really like for them to experience the whole restaurant, from the time that they walk into the restaurant, to experience the hand-selected art, to walking through, listening to the soft jazz playing in the background, to the dark hardwood floors, the plush furniture, and that's just a lead into the cuisine that we offer.
Yes, and it's very Southern. I loved it.
Yeah, we have a lot. There's a lot of Southern tones in the menu. We wanted to keep a lot of the, by being a steakhouse, to use a lot of traditional cuisine.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But So as far as the food, we wanted to focus on simple, bold flavors. The ingredients is the ingredients are the most important thing. Just a lot of flavors layered, kind of tying the food together like musical notes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was like a symphony.
And in the presentation, I would say we could describe it as simple elegance.
Mm-hmm. It was. I vouch for that. And so, I mean, you just described what makes it a great place for romantic cuisine. That was my next question, but I think you said the ambiance, the food, the music, the presentation, and my husband's my favorite was the seafood, the salmon with the crab, and the fresh ingredients from local farmers, and my husband loved the steak. Now, tell us about the quality of the steaks and using the local produce.
Well, the quality of the steak, we use USDA Prime Beef. It's from Moyer Company, from the Smithfield Beef Group. And Prime Beef, it contributes to only the top 2 to 3% of the beef selected in the United States. So which means that we're really have the purveyors that we're using hand-selecting the product that we get in. And the Prime Beef contributes to the tenderness, juiciness, flavor, the consistency of the meat. And another key note about the meat that we're using, it's a Aberdeen beef cattle breed, and it's raised by Amish and Mennonite farmers, so they only use all natural feed. There's no overly technological, there's nothing altered with the meat. None of the beef has been integrated with any other breeds of cattle, so it's all natural.
Wow.
And that contributes to the overall quality of the beef. We took about, I want to say, 6 months before the restaurant opened up, me, the food and beverage director, and some other of the leadership team, we probably took about 4 to 5 months to be able to select the quality of meat that we wanted to use for the restaurant.
Very good. I mean, it definitely showed. And we really enjoyed the menu. I mean, the heirloom tomatoes with mozzarella were really fresh, the zucchini and lobster tempura. I always love asking chefs, where do you find inspiration for your dishes? Like, what inspires you to create dishes, you know, cuisine with creative?
A lot of the things, well, I'm not going to speak for all chefs, but for me, my inspiration comes from, it comes from memory, just past experiences that I had. And it starts, when I think of a dish or preparing a dish, I start with the ingredient, and I try to focus on what could I do to maximize the potential of that ingredient. If it be something as simple as a beet, would it be best to boil it, poach it, roast it? How am I going to get the best out of that product with the cooking technique and how it's presented on the plate?
Absolutely.
And then other influences would be just the books that I've read, the places I've traveled to and where I've lived in my past. It all ties into my style of cooking.
Right. And when did you first become passionate about the culinary arts and luxury hospitality? Because I know you've worked throughout the U.S. and the Virgin Islands. What was the first, you know, when you knew this is it?
Well, I can tell you when I didn't know was I was a cook in the Air Force. I did a few years there. I got out of the military. I have an older brother that's a chef, and I started at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel Company in 1995. So when I really started there, that's when I discovered food and just the artistry of it and just the skill. Before, it was more labor than anything, but then that was really an eye-opening experience to me, just seeing how passionate people are about food, the creative side of it.
Right, exactly. Oh, wonderful. And, you know, my show, Romancing the Table, is about how people enjoy connecting with their lighthearted culinary selves and how food connects us all. And what role do you think food plays in bringing people together?
I would say that the food, it's very communal. It's the glue that holds the family together. In this day and age, you have people that are too busy to say hi or bye to each other, but a lot of time an important element to a family would be to be able to sit down and have dinner together. It's a medium for people to enjoy some of life's simple celebrations, if it be a promotion, a first date, a nervous boyfriend proposing to his girlfriend or potential fiance. So for me, food's a lot of things to a lot of different people.
Right, and I feel the same way that you do. So I really appreciate you talking with us. It's been such a delight, and I've enjoyed your Southern accent. It takes me right back to Charlotte. So thank you for joining us, Kirk. We've been talking with Kirk Gilbert, the executive chef at the Ballantyne Resort in Charlotte, North Carolina, where we enjoyed our very romantic getaway and romantic dinner. I'm Cynthia Dodona, your Romancing the Table host, and when we return, we'll be talking to Rob Chester, Chef de Cuisine at the Ocean and Vine Restaurant and the Lowe's Santa Monica Beach Hotel in Santa Monica, California. Thanks.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Ever wonder what are the favorite travel destinations of the Hollywood jet set? Where do celebrities like to go when they aren't walking the red carpet? Tune in to Traveras Celebrity Travel Talk with President of Traveras, David Manning, and Lisa O'Hurley, golf aficionado and wife of actor John O'Hurley. On Traveras Celebrity Travel Talk, David and Lisa talk with well-known actors, sports celebrities, and entertainment insiders to find out about their favorite travel destinations and what they recommend. On Traveras Celebrity Travel Talk, David and Lisa also offer up featured vacations each week and last-minute deals for your next getaway. Find out what's new and exciting in the travel industry, as well as how to raise money for your nonprofit organizations while enjoying a wonderful vacation. Traveras Celebrity Travel Talk with David Manning and Lisa O'Hurley broadcasts each Tuesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on the Voice America channel. Traveras Celebrity Travel Talk, your inside look into celebrities and travel.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Sure, what's up?
There's this girl I kinda like.
Well, if there's one thing I know, it's women.
Really?
Well, they didn't call me Velvet for nothing.
I don't get it.
Smooth. I was smooth.
Oh.
Anyway, it's easy. You just gotta impress her. Show her how strong you are.
Okay, but how?
Just, I don't know, pick up a lot of heavy things around her.
Like what?
I don't know, desks, chairs, people. Grunt, if you have to.
Grunt?
Yeah, be like, ugh! Try it.
Ugh!
Ugh! See, there you go. And you should dress up. Start wearing a shirt and tie.
I'll look like a dork.
No, you'll look successful.
Okay.
And finally, you can start using my cologne. The ladies love it, so don't be shy. Splash it on.
Thanks, Dad.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To find out how you can adopt, please visit our website at AdoptUSKids.org or call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Sit back, relax, and travel to Greece today. Transcend everyday life with video journeys exploring the romance of Greece. CelebrateGreece.com features inspiring topics from cooking and travel to ancient history and culture. A great gift idea is CelebrateGreece.com's latest video, A Greek Island's Destination Cooking Class. Follow award-winning host, author, and Greco-Roman beauty, Cynthia Dodona, as she explores Greek island cuisine and the romantic island of Santorini. Order DVDs or download programs to watch right now. CelebrateGreece.com is Greece on demand. Opa!
News. Opinion. Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
Thank you for tuning in today to Romancing the Table with Modern Day Goddess Cynthia Dodona, a celebration of love, life, and food. Now back to the show and your host, Cynthia.
Welcome back. I'm Cynthia Dodona, and you're listening to Romancing the Table, a show dedicated to celebrating life, love, and food. I'm also the author of Diary of a Modern Day Goddess and the Romancing the Table food blog, which you can check out at my website, moderndaygoddess.com. In a few minutes, we'll be talking to Rob Truster, Chef de Cuisine, at the Ocean and Vine Restaurant in the Lowe's Santa Monica Beach Hotel in Santa Monica, California, where my husband Jim and I spent a wonderful romantic overnight stay and had a wonderful romantic dining experience. You know, I live in Santa Barbara, California, and I'm often looking around with what's within a 90-mile radius so I can play romantic traveler in my own state. And that's how I found the Lowe's Santa Monica Beach Hotel. My husband and I were in Los Angeles to hear a famous archaeologist speak on Santorini, Greece, where we were married last year. And I decided it would be wonderful to add a romantic overnight getaway. And that's what we did, and we had an amazing time. So let me tell you about the Lowe's Hotel. It's a four diamond resort with the Pacific Ocean on one side and the colorful cityscape of Santa Monica on the other. The hotel caters to business, leisure, and meeting travelers, and of course, the romantic traveler. It has 342 rooms, and we stayed in a beautiful room with a great view of the Santa Monica Pier. Their restaurant is Ocean and Vine with sweeping ocean views and California-inspired farm-to-table cuisine, which is one of my favorites. And it is also expertly paired with wine from around the world. And I want to tell you about that. That means when you look at the menu, right next to the food item is the wine suggestion. So that helps everyone to look like a wine connoisseur. And, you know, if a guy's taking a date there, he'll just look like he knows everything about wine. It's very easy and wonderful. The hotel offers an overnight stay with an ocean view room that includes dinner for two, a cooking lesson, and a visit to the farmer's market in Santa Monica, which just celebrated 25-year anniversary. And I think that's a pretty special culinary, creative way to spend time together. When Jim and I ate there, our chef, Robert Trester, served up some amazing dishes. Some of our favorites were the heirloom carrot soup with coconut creme, market-inspired artichokes served with market greens and garlic aioli, grilled rack of lamb with tomato fettuccine, and this tiger shrimp with a heavenly sauce that we're still talking about. It's just making me hungry even thinking about it again. And of course, my husband, who loves his beef, had a black Angus fillet that was delicious. So let's welcome Robert Chester, who is our chef for our romantic dinner at Ocean and Vine Restaurant at the Lowe's Hotel, Santa Monica Beach Hotel. Hi, Rob. Are you there?
Hello, Cynthia. How are you?
How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. Thank you.
I'm probably pulling you away from the kitchen at dinner hour.
Oh, that's okay.
But it's such a delight. I know you enjoy talking about food. We had a great chat when we were there. And I was wondering if you could describe the cuisine at Ocean and Vine for me as well.
You pretty much hit it right on. A lot of people consider it New American or California. We just prefer to call it like farm to table or farmer's market inspired cuisine, where we just go to the farmer's market and whatever looks good, whatever we think tastes good, we bring to the restaurant and put on the menu.
That's just my favorite, because, you know, I'm also passionate about Mediterranean cuisine, which is one of the healthiest in the world for us, and California cuisine's right up there as well. Now, what do you wish people to experience to come to Ocean and Vine and taste the cuisine you've prepared?
I really want people to experience the same joy that I have when I smell and taste and cook ingredients. I want them to enjoy the same thing that I do when I go to the market and pick the tomatoes or the squash and bring it back to the restaurant and make it. I want them to see where I'm coming from and just the joy that I have when I prepare it.
Absolutely. I'm a big farmer's market fan. When I see certain produce, it just makes me so happy and inspires me. And I just want to check, engineers, I have an echo on my end, so if you can check that just to make sure when I'm speaking, I'm hearing an echo. So. But I'll go on to my next question. You know, I think it's really wonderful that each night you and Executive Chef Greg Wongard, if I'm saying that correctly, who was involved in the concept and the menu development, come out the kitchen and walk the floor to talk to the guests. Can you talk about the philosophy behind that, and do you enjoy that?
Oh, I love it. I think it's a great tool to see how exactly we're doing in the kitchen. You know, a lot of chefs don't get the chance to actually go out and see the looks on people's faces when they're eating the food that they prepare. And that's something that Greg Wongard taught me years ago when I worked with him in Wisconsin, is you need to go out to the dining room. It makes people feel great when they talk to the chef and you ask them how their meal was. And it's just a connection that you don't get at a lot of places.
I absolutely agree, because I always thought about them. The chef's back there. It's pretty hot in the kitchen, and he's just sending these dishes out, and he doesn't really know how the people like it. They eat and they leave.
Yeah, I mean, I just love seeing the looks on people's faces when they enjoy the food, and it's just it's a great way to meet people and just see how everything is.
Absolutely, and I think it's really wonderful for a date night. You know, here you are, you're sitting there with your honey, and the chef comes out, and what do you often say to people, or what? Do they ask you, what should I have tonight, or do you tell them some of the specials you have, or what's the conversation like?
I just like to go and get a feel for the table, find out they're celebrating a special occasion, and if they are, then we definitely offer to cook for the table. That's one of my favorite things to do, is you just cook them a menu of the things I like to enjoy, or the things I like to prepare. and send it out to them. And it makes people feel a lot, it's a unique thing, because if you're coming here to celebrate an anniversary or a birthday, and then you don't have to worry about ordering food or wine, we'll just take care of all that for you. And then at the end, we'll give you a nice dessert plate with a happy birthday, happy anniversary on it. And it's just, I feel it's just a nice touch for people that want to come in and celebrate.
Absolutely. Now, have you been involved? Are you the chef that also participates when they go to the farmer's market and take the cooking class?
Yes. I actually went to the farmer's market yesterday. We go sometimes twice a week, and it's like myself, the pastry chef, and the executive chef, we like to go down there, and we pick everything for the restaurant and the hotel ourselves.
Terrific. And you've taken some people down there? Because I know the hotel offers that package of a cooking class from the farmer's market to the cooking class, and I'm just wondering how people enjoy that. It must be pretty special.
Oh, it's definitely a unique experience. People, it's nothing like anything you've ever done. Is you actually get to go to the market, you pick the food that you're going to eat that night, and if you choose to have the cooking class, you can come back and you can watch us prepare it, and we talk to you about what we're doing and why we're doing what we do, and then you sit down and you enjoy the food. It's just a complete, you know, from getting the food, cooking it, and then eating it, you get to see, like, what goes on behind the lines, and it gives you a better sense of understanding about what you're doing and why you're doing it.
Absolutely. And for people who haven't been to the Santa Monica Farmers Market, can you describe it for us? Because I know it just celebrated 25 years, so it must be amazing. I mean, it's pretty big, right? A lot of different food and vegetable stands. And
it's probably about six blocks lined on both sides of the street. And like where I'm from in Wisconsin, we don't have the opportunity to actually have a market like this year-round. And the Santa Monica Farmers Market goes on twice a week the entire year, and it's just stand after stand after stand of fresh seasonal produce. And it's just an amazing thing to see, the sights and the smells. And you actually see a lot of local Los Angeles chefs down there. And it's a neat way to meet people. And there's over 100 purveyors there. And it's just a great, for me, it's a great tool to use to develop the menu. It's just something I'm not used to.
Absolutely. I love it, too. And I've heard if you see people with huge dolly carts, they're usually chefs.
That's usually true. That a lot of people go down there and purchase a lot of produce from the market.
Yes, I go. We have five farmers markets up here every week in Santa Barbara, and I just love going myself. So, another question is, now, how do you and the wine sommelier, now I think ours was Michael Underwood, create the wine pairings to appear on the menu? Do you set up food and wine tastings for the kitchen? Like, how does that come together? I think that's so wonderful.
We actually, every once in a while, we'll actually have one of the sommeliers come to the market with us, and sometimes we'll talk to him about creating the dish, and then we'll make the dish, and we'll work it out. I'll make the dish probably three, four times before we actually put it on the menu, and each time it's constantly asking, what do you think goes with this, and we taste a couple of different things and talk about it, and just pretty much settle on a wine that we want to pair with the food.
Absolutely, and we had a great time because being from Santa Barbara, some of our favorite wines were, there was a Lincourt Chardonnay 2005 from Santa Barbara, and there was an amazing Departure Syrah from San Ynez Valley. So it was wonderful. It's like we almost had to leave our region to taste it, and I just thought it was, I just love how it's all paired up. So thank you for doing that.
No problem.
My show, Romancing the Table, is about how food connects all of us. And I was wondering what role you think that food brings in bringing people together.
I think it's just the best way to connect with people. I mean, since I was a little kid, and since everyone in the world, food is just what you do to get together. If you're asking someone out on a date, or you're getting together with your family at the end of the day, or every Sunday, or whatever it is, there's always food there. And no matter what you're doing in life, you always have to stop and eat. And I think it's just a great way to stop what you're doing and actually enjoy the simple art of eating.
I absolutely agree with you. And we have nice little music for you while you were saying that. And that also means we're going to go to break. So we're talking with Chef Robert Tressler from Ocean and Vine, and we'll continue talking with him as soon as we come back from break. So I'm Cynthia DeDona, and we'll be right back.
News. Opinion. Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
Sit back, relax, and travel to Greece today. Transcend everyday life with video journeys exploring the romance of Greece. CelebrateGreece.com features inspiring topics from cooking and travel to ancient history and culture. A great gift idea is CelebrateGreece.com's latest video, A Greek Island's Destination Cooking Class. Follow award-winning host, author, and Greco-Roman beauty, Cynthia Dodona, as she explores Greek island cuisine and the romantic island of Santorini. Order DVDs or download programs to watch right now. CelebrateGreece.com is Greece on demand. Opa!
The results indicate your child has neuroblastoma.
There's evidence of metastasis.
We need to schedule it.
We'll need to perform a surgical
urinary
biopsy.
VMA
MIBG
scan.
After you hear your child has cancer, chances are you don't hear anything else. CureSearch.org connects you to the most comprehensive research and advice on childhood cancer and to other families who know exactly what you're going through. CureSearch.org. You're not as alone as you feel. Brought to you by CureSearch and the Ad Council.
Want pure inspiration and great ideas for action? Want to become successful beyond your hopes and dreams? Then tune in to Millionaire Mentor with best-selling author, one of the world's leading women entrepreneurs, and host, Luann Mitchell Halter. Luann and her guests, all masters of global inspiration, share their secrets to manifesting and positive daily mental exercise principles. From how to get affordable health care to billionaire mentality and bankrupt no more imagery, Millionaire Mentor dares you to live the life you love and love the life you live. Millionaire Mentor with Luann Mitchell Halter broadcasts each Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America channel. Millionaire Mentor, achieve your greatest heights.
Ask the experts. Call toll-free right now. 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your questions. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Thank you for tuning in today to Romancing the Table with Modern Day Goddess Cynthia Dodona, a celebration of love, life, and food. Now back to the show and your host, Cynthia.
Welcome back. I'm Cynthia Dodona. You're listening to Romancing the Table. We're talking to Robert Trester, chef de cuisine of Ocean and Vine Restaurant at the Low Santa Monica Beach Hotel, where my husband Jim and I had the most delicious romantic meal and a great overnight stay. And I also want to tell you that the Lowe's Hotel own and operate 18 resorts in the U.S. and Canada, and you can go to their website, lowshotel.com, if you want to find out more about staying over. So, Robert, as we were saying, food definitely connects us all and just so delightful. Also, you know, I love when our guests share a wonderful memory of how food was a connector in their own life. And I know your love of cooking came from working in the kitchen at a young age with your Italian mom. Can you tell me about that?
Oh, yeah. Well, I come from a, it's a fairly large Italian family. There's 10 of us growing up. And
10? Wow. Yeah. That's a lot of people to feed.
Yes. It was pretty much for me, it was like every day was, you know, doing a banquet for, you know, everybody. We always made more than we needed, and sometimes we'd eat it 2 or 3 days at a time. But we also had a huge garden in the backyard and herbs there. Looking back on it now, I wish I had, you know, now what I had then. And my parents would always wake us up early in the morning and, you know, Rob, go outside and pick some tomatoes or pick some raspberries. And it was something that, it was just like, it was just in our lives. It was just something we did every day. And I actually have 3 brothers that also cook. You know, one brother's an executive chef, one brother's a sous chef, one brother's a line cook. And, you know, it's just natural for us, I guess. And it's actually, it's kind of cool because the recipes that we use now and a lot of the food that I do now is just inspired by the fresh garden and my family and, you know, having my mother have that garden there for us.
How amazing. I mean, obviously your mom must have been a great cook too, right?
Oh, my mother and father are both excellent cooks.
Oh, how, and your father too, is he Italian as well? Because I know
No.
He's from a big Italian family.
No, he's part German.
Oh, how wonderful. I mean, just what a delight. Where do your brothers work? What? Are they nearby or in different?
No, they all work and live in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Excellent. God, it must be in the genes. When am I coming over to dinner?
Well, we'll have you whenever you want to.
Okay, thank you. From one Mediterranean heritage to another.
Yeah.
Just so So wonderful, wonderful. Now, what age did you start cooking? What do you remember?
In the kitchen, I mean, it's just always been there. You know, I mean, 5, 10, just making the fresh pasta. We actually used to crank, like, the hand-crank fresh pasta machine and, you know, grating cheese and just making tomato sauce all day. It's just, I can always remember doing it. I don't remember what age. But I started cooking professionally not until I was 18, actually. So kind of a late starter.
Late starter, that's pretty young. Oh, how wonderful. Well, I grew up, my grandfather and grandmother came right over from Italy on my father's side, and he had a huge garden like you're describing. And, I mean, my grandmother was always in the kitchen making, you know, it was just always hilarious. You know, you bring out the pasta, and you think that's the meal, but then comes this, you know, huge turkey or chicken, and then desserts, and then my brothers and I would be fighting who's going to have the couch so we can recuperate, but we loved every minute of it.
Yeah, definitely.
So it's just so great, and, I mean, we just loved having those times around the table. It's just quite a delight. And then my grandfather, on my mother's side, every Christmas, we made homemade raviolis. Hundreds of them, and my grandfather was the good cook of that. And my grandmother was too, but my grandfather made, we used to count them, like 150 ravioli spread out on tables and bed sheets, and it was just
anywhere
something about that Mediterranean zest for life or bringing people together. It's just a delight. And you bring all that to the restaurant, and you are going to share with one of your recipes that I'm going to put up on my blog, which will be up in the next few days. You gave us a recipe for fettuccine pesto sauce. Can you just tell us what inspired you to create it and what's in that?
Yeah, well, I'm a huge fan of basil. I absolutely positively love basil and use it any way you can. And this pesto sauce was inspired. It was a trip to the market that we went to and just seeing the fresh basil that they had at the market and some pine nuts. And it's actually, there's pine nuts in the pesto sauce. And it was just something that just brought back some memories, and it's just something I really liked, and it's something I really enjoyed. And it's really simple to make, and it's just a great dish. Just if you want a real quick meal, or if you want to make it with somebody, and it's just one of those things that's always been in. It's like always in you, you know. And it's like a good tomato sauce, or a good pesto, or a good steak. Just a lot of people just make that because that's their memories, and that's what they have done, and that's just what they. You know, it's just my bean, I guess you could say.
Absolutely. What was the memory from your family then?
Oh yeah, I mean, we had basil plants the size of me growing up.
Size of a tree.
Yeah, you know, it's, well, maybe a little bit smaller than that, but it was just just the memories of picking the fresh basil and making the tomato sauce and the grinding up into pesto and jarring it and keeping it down in the cellar. So it's just all just memories from the childhood that I like to share with people and bring back now.
Oh, how wonderful. I know. My grandfather used to walk around with either mint or basil in his shirt pocket, so when you hugged him, that's what he smelled like. I just love that. To this day, when I smell basil or mint, I'm like, Grandpa. Well, he passed away at 97, so I think it's true. They say the Mediterranean cuisine is one of the healthiest in the world and will extend your life. So I'm just really passionate about the California cuisine and the Mediterranean and just how it can really is delicious and really contribute to that. So I wanted to ask you, my grilled rack of lamb with tomato fettuccine, was that inspired by your love of fettuccine as well? Because that was pretty delicious.
Yeah, well, the pasta is actually made with fresh tomatoes that we pureed and made into the dough. And then
really?
The dough, we hand-cranked the dough out through a pasta maker.
I thought that was fresh pasta. Now I'm sure of it.
Yeah.
Delicious. And then now this market-inspired artichoke, which I know is popular and on the menu, it came in a wonderful box, and you told me there was kind of a story behind that.
The bento, it's called a bento box. It's more of an Asian-influenced dish, but it was something that Executive Chef Greg Weingart did for a private party, and he liked it so much, and it looked really good, so we decided just to put it on the menu and see what kind of reactions we got from the guests in the restaurant. And it goes over really well. Because we bring out the box to the table and take the lid off, and that's when you see your food. And so it's compartmentalized a little bit, and it's just something different, something you don't see very often.
Oh, it was great. And then there was this wonderful, like, fondue, artichoke, spinach.
Spinach and point-raised blue cheese artichokes.
Oh, wow. And the wonderful Parmesan. It was just delightful. I'm getting very hungry.
Well, come back down here. We'll feed you.
I know, I absolutely will. Now tell me, what have you been inspired to make this week?
This week?
special or... I love hearing the process. You're in the farmer's market, you see some lush tomatoes. What goes through your mind? Do you go, oh.
Yeah, well, actually, yesterday I was at the market with our produce company picking up produce, and I saw these wonderful baby eggplants. There's an assortment of three different kinds of baby eggplants, and tomatoes are in peak season right now. And I love burrata cheese, which is like a softer, kind of like mozzarella. And, you know, why not make it into like a vegetarian lasagna where you use the eggplant instead of pasta as the sheets, and then tomatoes instead of tomato sauce, and burrata and some fresh basil. And we threw that together and put it on the menu and see how it goes. So It's just like, you just look at ingredients and you think, what can I do with tomato? There's so many different things you can do with a tomato. And I think a lot of people don't realize that. And that's what we try to get across here at the restaurant. Is, you know, we're actually we're going to replace the artichoke flight with a tomato flight, and we're going to see how that goes.
Yeah, and what will that consist of? Will it be like tomato salad or some sort, or mozzarella? Or...
Yeah, we'll probably do like a tomato mozzarella, maybe some tomato soup or fresh tomato water.
Wonderful.
Some tomato jam, maybe.
Great. Well, Robert, it's been a real pleasure speaking with you, and. We've been talking to Robert Trester, the Ocean and Vine Restaurant at the Lowe's Santa Monica Hotel. Well, thank you so much, Robert.
Thank you.
And I'd like to thank all our other two guests from the Ballantine Resort in Charlotte, North Carolina, Marty Wachowski and Kirk Gilbert, the executive chef. And if you enjoyed the show, please tell your friends to go to moderndaygoddess.com where they can hear a replay in about 24 hours. It'll be up. And you can also check out my book, Diary of a Modern Day Goddess, A Guide to Nurturing Your Body, Mind, and Soul. And check out my Romancing the Table blog, where you'll find romantic dining recipes, ideas, and photos, which will be up in a few days, of my romantic getaways. Now, next week, my guest is Michael Lozier, who's been practicing the Law of Attraction principles for the past 20 years, and he's also the author of The Law of Attraction. And he has a show on my network, Voice America, as well. And he's going to be my guest next week. And we're going to discuss how you can manifest success in your life, your ideal mate, or if you already have a relationship, to manifest it the way you'd like. So until then, I'm Cynthia Dedona, your host for Romancing the Table, a celebration of life, love, and food. And remember, food shared with love brings joy and connection to the heart. Thanks for listening.
We hope you've enjoyed this week's episode of Romancing the Table with Modern Day Goddess Cynthia Dedona, a celebration of love, life, and food. Go to moderndaygoddess.com to read Cynthia's popular romantic food and travel blog with recipes, or order her top-selling book, Diary of a Modern Day Goddess. And we'll see you right back here next week.